65,000 viewers last week in the metaverse. And let's see if we can break that tonight on our topic, Family Matters.
You sound like a bootleg Captain Kirk, stardate April 25th.
Which captain is that? What's his?
James T. Kirk is Star Trek.
I know. Yeah, but what's his? What was his name? The actor,
Leonard Nimoy.
No.
Or
the new one?
No,
it wasn't Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, Spock. You're right. William Shatner.
William Shatner. He just went to space. He's like 82. He went up with the rocket, the SpaceX program.
Oh, I thought you meant like a mental institution.
Oh, no.
William Shatner went up in SpaceX?
Yes. I did not know. He went to space.
There's something on the wing.
I feel like I would have been a great actor back then because they were so terrible. They were like, all you had to do, you see all these old things about guys.
Very true.
We'll do the introductions in a second. You see these old, like, biographies of actors, and it was like, yeah, they wanted to be an actor, so they went to Hollywood, and they became an actor. It's like they went to Hollywood, they tried out, and they became an actor. And it's not the way it works now. It's like you go to Hollywood, you be there 25 years, you don't even get an audition now.
Yeah,
it was just so easy.
Yeah. You're in Starbucks, everybody's writing screenplays in Starbucks.
How'd they star in that movie? Well, they showed up. Let's...
Nowadays, you walk up to somebody at Starbucks, you're like, hey, man, I like your look. You should come to my office for an audition. Awesome, when? I'm sitting right over there. Come on over.
Yeah. I've written 47 TV shows. Really? Mm. Yeah, none of them ever got made.
Where are you going? I'm moving to Hollywood. That's Los Angeles. That's California. Hollywood's not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Have fun. Enjoy working at Starbucks.
Well, you know, you heard the one about Harrison Ford. He was the carpenter on set or something.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
That's why he got a late start because he was like,
yeah.
Wonder if he was a good carpenter, or he was so bad they were just like, hey, just stand over there.
So was Samuel L. Jackson. He didn't get his first. He was a carpenter until like 40 something.
Yeah, he was a late one too.
Wow. But was he a carpenter, a plumber?
No, I don't know. You know, he might have been a plumber, and they probably didn't want him because they were like, dude, I'm right here. Fix that pipe! Dude, I'm right here.
He didn't have a toolbox. He just yelled at the water, and it went where he wanted it to go.
Water, start working! Right. Why aren't you flowing?
All right. So, as always, I'm Dave. I'm here with Elijah.
Yo!
I'm here with Chris Pulley.
What up?
I'm here with our fantastic vocal, not so silent producer, Lisa. Wow.
She gave us a head nod.
I got a head nod. I got a head nod. She exists, people. Yeah. She's there. A little bit different tonight. We had a couple of call outs, but luckily we got enough suns that we could still make it.
We're docking their pay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, of course. And they won't be here for when we break the record. So
hey.
Whatever. Do you know how many people get attacked by sharks every year? Worldwide. Take a guess. How many people? Contrary to popular opinion, sharks only attack people in the water. They do not attack people in tornadoes.
I don't believe that.
You don't think that's true?
I don't think that's true.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
It happened to you?
I've seen it 7 times.
Have you actually seen those movies? Are they good? I hear people say they're pretty good.
They're so bad that they're good.
Well, that's the point.
That's
right?
The reason why you watch them, to see how it can't get any worse than this.
Yo, I'm like, is this shark driving a Lambo? What is going? Yeah.
Tell me there's a shark driving a Lamborghini. No. Oh, okay.
But you know what the newest one of that now they went from sharks to bears.
What, the cocaine bear?
Yeah, that's another one. It's, I feel like that's another one. It's just like so bad that I have to see it.
Yeah. When I first saw that,
thought it was a joke.
I did think it was a joke.
The first time
I did think it was a joke. Yep, I did think it was a joke.
His house and was watching a sport.
Yeah, we saw a commercial for it. Yeah, but the welcome viewers and jump on there and hit
all Restreamio's on.
Oh, what's up, Restreamio? It's like Mario's second brother, the one that didn't make it, like Manning, like the Cooper Manning. Restreamio is like Mario, is like the Cooper Manning of the Mario household.
Cooper Manning.
It's got to be
rough.
That's
just a bad name.
You think that's why he didn't make it?
I think so.
The name?
That name just doesn't fly. Like, I want to get a Cooper Manning jersey.
Oh. No.
Yeah, no. Nobody no. wants that jersey.
That name only goes...
Nobody wants that jersey.
That name only goes great on the cheesesteak. I want Cooper Sharp.
That's the 80% off jersey in the corner.
Oh, that's man. A t-shirt with the name painted on with a marker.
I do... Let's... We stop getting off topic.
Okay.
Can we please get back to the Sharks?
Back to
how
the
many
Sharks.
People worldwide do you think get
I'm gonna say
bitten by sharks?
25,000.
You would think
a year?
With all the movies, you would think it'd be a high number, right?
Less, I would say less than 50.
Well, it's somewhere between your two numbers. Would you like
to? So I'm gonna give you a realistic number. Realistic number is 1,300.
What do you think, Mr. Accountant?
I don't know. I'll go. You know,
same 100. Price is right.
All right, we're going to have to give it to Chris here. 129 people on average get bitten by sharks worldwide.
Get out of here.
Per year. 129.
Worldwide. You know where you won't, you know who won't get bitten by a shark? If you're sitting in your living room. You're in their territory when you get bit. Like, you're in their
room. Well, we could get into the fact that Jaws is the dumbest movie ever made. Why are you scared of a shark? Go to the land.
Land, yeah. Get out of the water.
get out of the water.
First of all, didn't they post a sign or something in that movie that there had been some shark attacks and people were still doing?
Yeah,
stuff
they like, deserve, right?
Yeah, exactly.
they're good with it.
No, it's not. Let's get out of the boat. It's. Don't I think go we in. Need a bigger boat.
Whatever happened to survival of the fittest? I feel like we were like. I don't want to like make America great again. I want to go back to survival of the fittest. Uh-huh. That's my thing. If I ran for office, it would be survival of the fittest. If we said stay out of the water and you went in the water.
That's your fault.
You've lost medical treatment.
I'm going
okay?
to reap the
Good
benefits
luck.
Of you getting in the water.
That's your fault.
Okay, follow-up question. How many people per year do you think New York City residents bite?
Bite?
How many people get bit by New York?
That's in the thousands.
Yeah, I bet easy. You it's more. I bet you it's a lot more.
It's in the thousands.
1,600. So my question is.
No, so that was like flip. Crazy. I said 1,300 for this. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So 1,600 incidents of humans biting other humans in New York.
Oh my God.
In New York City alone.
Not new. Oh. Just
it's not city. Even in upstate. Yeah. It's just in New York City.
Wow. And we said 129 worldwide.
For worldwide sharks. For sharks, 129.
Wow.
1,600 people bite people.
New Yorkers.
Well, my people point burgers. Is we need to have more movies about people biting people.
No, we should have more people wear a Hannibal Lecter mask.
That's zombie movies, though, right?
Yeah, but these aren't zombies. These are just like angry New Yorkers.
And the difference is?
Get away from my
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Get away from my shawarma cart.
You know where I went that was super exciting today?
Nathan's, and they bit you instead of the hot dog.
I wish. I went to DMV.
And they bit you.
I'm sorry.
They did not. They didn't bite. But Lisa and I had a nice little breakfast date at the DMV.
Oh, what'd you have? Your fiber cereal.
No, I got the injection with the microchip. I got the real ID.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got a real
now,
ID.
Now, is that different, or like, what is it?
Oh, I don't even have my wallet. To show
it's everything in one. Like, it's like passport, like everything in one.
Is it?
We got a real ID.
I think I'm going to get one.
I asked the lady if it came with an injectable microchip, and she thought I was funny.
I
wouldn't.
So.
Nobody else.
That's what everybody said. It was a conspiracy theory. Now they're like, tracking you.
I'd have been like, hey,
stuff.
You got your.
You know what, though? A lot of people, I've heard that too, and kind of, it's probably, there's probably some truth to that, but who cares? Like, you know what I say to that all the time?
Yep.
What are you doing that you're so paranoid that people are doing?
I live a pretty boring life. Welcome aboard. Let's do this.
Go ahead. I have nothing to hide.
It's just a matter of having privacy. I think that's all, regardless of what it is you're doing, I think, like when they say when you're sitting in the privacy of your own home, it's boring, but I don't need anybody watching what I'm doing. Like when I worked at the YMCA and my job, and remember when you remember when they got the fingerprint clock?
Mm-hmm.
I refused to use it. I was like, I'm not using it. Because one, I didn't trust the company for number one. Like, I'm not going to, I didn't trust them. That's number one. Yeah. And number two, I'm not just going to have my fingerprint floating around out there in somebody's system. Now, once I went to work for the YMCA, You have to do background checks. You have to do drug checks. Yeah. So, and they have to have your thumbprint or your fingerprint. And they have to take your fingerprint, because if you're going to be around children and you're going to be around all these different people, they want to make sure they do it. So by then, I was like, all right, whatever. So if I was still working at that place, then I would have been like, all right, they got my fingerprint already, so whatever. But I'm just not into that.
Yeah, I agree with Chris. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Why are you afraid? Like, I live a boring life. If you wanna come check out this sitcom, it's not that situational. Exactly. It's not that funny.
Exactly. I'm going to work. Like, going home. Like,
yeah. And the other thing too is the Joe McCarthy stuff from the, I'm not good with history, the 40s. From earlier on, everybody's a communist. Like, let's the government only has so many people.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think. That's what they want you to think.
And some of them are actually working. How many people could they possibly hire to follow us around? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
50% of them, 50% of Americans are spies.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were saying. One out of every two people is a spy. Okay.
I'm glad I'm not. I'll be the spy like in that commercial where they be talking to dudes in the trash can.
Even
sticking the microphone all the way.
Yeah, right. I love that commercial.
Even if one out of every two were a spy, who are they reporting to? Who's aggregating all this information? What are you afraid of? Yeah, yeah. They're going to know that I like spicy mustard. Okay, great. Good on you.
You don't like spicy mustard. You're not an American. Whoa, buddy. Calm down. Relax. It's all good.
No, I just want to get on the planes easier. So just give me the real ID.
I think I'm going to get that too.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. I know at some point you have to.
I think it was 2024, but that was pre-pandemic. So yeah, I don't know. They might have pushed it back.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely. I was just talking to my mom about this. They actually did push it back. It's, what do you call it, on hold or whatever?
I think the next time I have to renew my driver's license, I'll just do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's on hold like daylight savings.
Did it take you a long time?
No, we go. So we got the system down pretty good. You got to go to the DMV, go to Norristown. Mm-hmm. You don't mess around with, what's the other one? Frazier? Yeah, you go straight to Norristown because that's the big one. Mm-hmm. And you get there right when they open. Mm-hmm. We were like ninth or tenth in line. Mm-hmm. And we were in and out pretty quick.
Okay.
Got to be a week. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's all about just getting on the plane quicker. I don't really care what they do with whatever.
I don't fly.
Just get me on the plane. Speaking of plane.
You don't fly.
I haven't in a long time.
Are you afraid?
Oh, no, I flew two years ago. I'm always scared to fly. I'm scared of heights, but I'll go.
I want to be a pilot, and I'm scared to fly.
Yeah, just let me know.
How does that work, though?
Someday I would like to be a pilot. Uh-huh. You know, just get my pilot's license, not like, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm afraid to fly. But I do it. I mean, I fly. I just don't, you know, there's a moment for me every time I'm on a plane at 30,000 feet when I have that realization of where I am. Uh-huh. And that what separates me from 30,000 foot fall, and it's not a lot.
Yeah.
And that's when you just go, yeah, these things don't crash that often.
Two things.
Statistics.
When you told him, you said, how do you do that? I'm going to do two answers. The same way I do, where I hate heights, but I'll get on almost every roller coaster at the amusement park.
Yep.
But you get on for the fear factor, though. Do you want your pilot to break up to fly?
And the same thing is if I have to fly, I'll fly. The only time I'm scared of flying is two times during takeoff. Because I'm going to be like, because I'll be like, landing. It sucks if something happens and I didn't even get off the ground.
Yeah.
And during landing. Because they'd be like, yo, we made it through the whole flight and now something's going to happen. But when I'm up there, I'm like, whatever it was, I'm already up here.
I will tell you, I'm going to tell this story real quick. I was on a plane the first time. True story. My brother, I was on a plane first time, scared to death. My brother said something, and I have no idea what he said, but all I heard was, is our wings are on fire. What? I swear to God.
He stood up.
I swear that's what happened. And I was, like, terrified. And you know how to, like, they say you can never say stuff like that on a plane. So I'm, like, 16 or 17. I'm like, the wings.
Oh, my God. Chris is on there like this. Yo, what am I eating? Oh, that's teriyaki. Oh, man, this is the bomb. Bomb!
Well, the No, so ultimately, yeah, I'm afraid of a lot of things, but it doesn't stop me from doing it. Ultimately, I'm a statistics person with a math brain, and I'm you know, one out of every, you know, 120,000 of these things go down, we're good, you know?
It's, and they always say it's safer than, it's safer to fly than it is to
What's my alternative in my work? To drive across country? I mean, honestly, it's safer to fly.
So. Well, but I feel like if you're afraid to fly and you're the pilot, you're... The going down, the chances go exponentially go up.
Like, that is a fair point.
I must agree.
That is a fair point.
Wholeheartedly. So. I agree with that one.
Well, I, you know, but there's also that thing that they say a lot of pilots don't want to be a passenger in a plane. I don't like being a passenger in a car.
Neither do I.
I don't mind driving at all.
Facts. Neither do I.
Facts. Yeah. I usually go to sleep. Facts.
I can't.
Yeah. I have to.
So I don't mind riding in a car with Lisa. Lisa's a really good driver. I'll fall asleep. She's like the only person that I will sleep in the car with because I'm terrified. I don't know what I'm going to do from the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Being terrified, that's not going to help us in an accident. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. So for work, I have to travel and haul equipment, right? So I had a guy go with me a long time ago, like a decade ago. Elijah knows this. Mm-hmm. And I'd never... been in a we were driving a truck and I knew he had a CDL license and all that stuff and we flew to either Phoenix or LA. I think it might have been LA, and we got a bunch of equipment and we're driving back, and it was his turn. I let him drive. He was an awful driver. And so for like the next 4 days I'm just making up excuses why he can't drive. I'm just like, no, I feel great. I feel great. Like, I feel good. No, I'm doing great. Oh, you're it'll be your tomorrow maybe. You can drive. Yeah, tomorrow. Just enjoy yourself. Yeah. Just, and he's like, all right, whatever.
Are you all right, David? Let me stop with the oxygen.
I drove like 14 hours a day for 4 days.
Oh,
so this
my
guy
God.
Could
So blame it on your
so he could doodle no, OCD.
Cause I have to drive.
No, so he got in the driver's seat and he's like, and he's driving on the rumble strip. And I'm like,
wow.
I look over, I was like, bro, are you messing with me right now? He's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, the rumble strip. He goes, oh, I just thought something was wrong with our tire. I was like, you have no idea where the lane is, do you? And like, he's one of these guys who changes lanes really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I got to get there. There's no turn signal there. It's just like, oh, I want to be over there. And we're in a truck.
And two lanes are being taken up real quick.
Oh, it was terrifying. So I never told him in 4 days. I never told him, but I drove 99.8% of that.
I wonder if he's watching this.
Oh, he probably is.
Yeah, he's probably in the metaverse.
Still talk.
Speaking of driving. Do you like how both of our basketball teams are driving our series?
Ooh, I like your transition there. I do. I was this year, all I really wanted out of the Knicks was to have a good competitive playoff series and hopefully win. If they had a competitive Game 7 loss, I would have been okay with that. But yeah, I've been really impressed. The last two games especially, they just dominated.
I watched one of those games with you, and I was shocked.
You were shocked until the third or fourth quarter when you were asleep.
I like it. I like how you brought that up. I fell asleep.
It was fourth quarter. He fell asleep. There was snoring. There was everything. I took a picture, sent it out. He woke up really quickly, and then he finished the game.
What was it? Was it a late game, or was it?
No, it was the middle of the game.
No, it was a 1 p.m. tip. Yeah,
okay, so are we officially going to say you have narcolepsy?
It was my nap time. It was
Sunday nachos, 1 p.m.
I didn't fall asleep in church.
No, that's fine. Yeah, you did good.
He fell asleep after church.
Yes. Yeah, after church. Okay. No, and honestly, he's like the only guy that I know can fall asleep for like a minute and then wake up and be perfectly fine. Like he was awake and alert for like the next hour or two. But I haven't watched the 76ers a lot this year, so I don't really know what the expectations are and that sort of thing. I know they're ranked pretty good.
They brought their brooms out.
Yeah.
Mr. Softy's team.
Yeah, and I got Mr. Softy. I like
Who's
that nickname
Mr.
for him.
You don't know who Mr. Soft is?
Ben Simmons. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
I like that nickname for him.
Man. Yeah. That is like the worst professional athlete.
Every time I hear he gets traded, I'm like, what in the world did they trade for him?
I'm telling you.
Like, I wouldn't trade a basketball for that dude.
Yeah. But I get a lot. I take a lot of crap from that, from my friends. Though I take a lot of heat because I see the potential in his game, and I
just he's a great There's a great basketball player.
Coddled his whole life. Hey, you had a dad who played basketball. I'ma coddle him. Hey, when you go to high school, hey, I know the coach. We got you. Hey, you go to college. Hey, I know the coach. We got you. Hey, you get drafted. I'm best friends with the coach. I got you.
But no. He's living a dream that I know a lot of guys that would give their right arm to have.
What, don't have to work for millions of dollars?
Well, that, I mean, that's but on top of that, he potentially is one of the top 50?
The worst rookie
when he's playing well, when he's doing what
I don't buy into the whole like just because you know you still think you want to prove something.
I don't
understand. Still think you'd want to prove
it.
Like either prove something or go away.
Yeah,
like,
please, thank you.
Like no, because you know like
Antonio get off the pot.
Antonio Brown. I mean, he's got some mental issues probably, but Antonio Brown said, "I don't want to be here anymore," and he left.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get, like, if you're going to – why would you show up every day and not want to be something?
Let me ask you a question. If you're a professional athlete, right?
Yeah.
No matter what sport you're playing, if you're not on a Philadelphia team, what are you expecting when you come into a Philadelphia team's house?
Probably to be, like, cursed at and thrown at. There's going to be batteries. I don't dress like Santa and stay away from the horses.
Every time, Santa.
Definitely, okay. When there's horse poop around, it's going to be flying everywhere.
So with that being crazy. With that being said, on top of him playing here,
mm-hmm.
when he got traded and he came back, he couldn't play.
Yeah, because he felt back injury or whatever.
No. Wasn't a back injury. You know why
he couldn't play? No, I'm saying he was saying it was
That's not why he was saying. He was saying he couldn't play because he couldn't handle the mental anguish of the Philadelphia fan base.
I don't know though why. I don't know why he went to when he went to Brooklyn though.
That's New York. Oh my god!
No. But then KD left and
Kyrie
left. Now would be the perfect time. They're not expecting anything from anybody. Wouldn't you? That's the perfect. Nobody's watching
his team.
Nobody's watching. And you're right. That could have been his team.
He has his rookie deal millions. His re-up deal millions. His Nike millions.
Okay, that time you said it right. The other times you were millions. Saying millions.
I know what I'm saying.
All right.
And he has his Nike millions.
Well, that was weird the way you said that.
What else? What else does he need? I honestly think he don't. Why he has the money? He probably just wants to be done with basketball altogether.
Yeah. Remember? Now I'm going to date myself, but there
thank
was.
Thank you, Amin. I agree with you.
Sean Bradley was like that.
Van Horn got drafted. He didn't want to come here. That's why
he
went to the Nets.
But he retired early, too.
No, he went to the Nets. He got drafted. He went to the Nets, and then he eventually came here.
Yeah, but he retired early, too, in his career. He didn't have a long career, I don't think.
I think he had a pretty long career.
At least 10. That one up. But but he was more talented than that, right? 10 years? Van Horn?
I think so.
6'10 shooter before that was a thing?
No, because Tony Kukoc was before him.
And he was an anomaly at the time.
Yeah, one of the Euro players that came over with him, Dino Raja, and what's the dude from that? Dražen Petrović and Vlade Divac. All those Euros. They all played on the same team in Yugoslavia, too.
Okay.
So I have it. Now, I said this early on in the NFL season, too, that I was hoping that the Jets would play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That didn't happen. They fell short. They lost 6 of the last 7 games.
Saying there's potential for
we'll get there in a second. So, right now, I am hopeful that the Knicks could play the 76ers.
I'm going to be at your house every
day. Because Miami, although, wow, what a game last night. I turned that on because here's what I wanted to happen last night. I said this is going to be a fun game to watch because I want the Knicks to play the Heat.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks have handled their business against the Heat. They match up with them really well. So I said I want the Heat to go up 3-1 against the Bucks because I think the Bucks will come back and win one or two games before the Heat knock them off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we were watching that. But it was that whole game was – the Heat was down by 15 points, 12 mm-hmm. points, and every time they brought it close, they got blown away again. And I was like, there's absolutely no chance for the Heat here, but we kept it on. It was one of those games where, like, we should go to bed. We kept it on. Mm-hmm. What a finish.
Yeah, that was it was insane. I was talking to my mom, and she had to she actually is like, Chris, go watch the game. Because yeah. Look at it. Mom, I'm talking to my – oh, wow. You know, it was just not – 56 points. Yeah, it was insanity.
50.
For those who can't see me, I have my hand raised.
We're not paying attention.
Yeah, we're not teachers.
I definitely want to say this.
Just say it.
Number one, playoff basketball, Jimmy Butler is a different animal. Number two, Jimmy Butler left us because Mr. Softy was here.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's why he left.
He really did.
I didn't know that.
That's why he left.
He really did. I didn't know that.
Because Mr. Softy was, he was like, I am tired of stepping in this soft stuff that's not poop.
Well, I'll tell you, at the beginning of that game, I wanted to play Miami. Now I'm not so sure. But either way, I think the Knicks, if Antetokounmpo is...
Good job.
Thank you. Practiced. If he's healthy, I don't want to play the Bucks.
Yeah.
But I think the Knicks can beat the Heat, and I think the Heat are going to beat the Bucks. Yeah. So I think the Knicks have a decent chance of being in those Eastern Finals.
I hope they are.
I think the 76ers will be – who are they playing?
Either
Boston or Atlanta.
So probably.
You guys have trouble with Boston, though,
all
don't
the
you?
Time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Atlanta's easy. Atlanta's so soft.
But we had this conversation last time. I'm not like overly concerned about Boston. If
in the Embiid playoffs, you think they're going
to – comes to play, then –
well, Embiid's hurt right now.
Yeah, but he's still. And is he hurt?
True.
Is he hurt?
True.
It's one of those he's letting the newspapers think he's hurt.
Yeah,
and then he's gonna show up and
game. Well, he didn't want to. The Sixers were, you know, they were up 3-0, so you know you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I kind of
load management
exactly. Like we you know, we're not gonna use the dirty words, but.
What's the other series doing? The Atlanta and Boston, where are they at?
Boston's 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to be Boston.
Atlanta is a team of mediocrity. Like, they always are – they fly just below the radar all year. They sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, they get a couple good shooters.
And they always fizzle out in the first round, which is bad because they never get good draft picks because they make –
well, they didn't fizzle out last year. They beat the Knicks. But the Knicks were trash last year. They barely made it in. They limped in. So
I mean, what was that? Like Atlanta. 5-6? What was that, like a 5-6 seed for them to play each other?
Knicks might have been the play-in. They might have – okay. Yeah, it might have been the play-in.
Atlanta needs another star.
They do.
Yeah.
They've got like that's one guy and a bunch of really good role players.
Like the Sixers championship season.
Honestly, that's why I like the Knicks so much. They really don't have a star. It's just like everybody's above average.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really – it's like a team of role players, but they play a hard defense, and it's you know, if this guy doesn't have it, that guy does. So
what you have is what is kind of missing from the game.
Yeah.
You have a true point guard.
Yeah, well, they do have that. And last year when we were struggling, we just had Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, you know, he's awesome dude. Awesome dude, but
awesome
he is.
Player. Yeah,
but his knees, like, you could see him, like, he's having trouble getting up.
Did
he
have a walker on the court?
No, but it's, you could tell it's just, you know, he's not happy because he can't play the way he used to.
And you know what? That is, even if he can't play, that is the type of player you want around your players.
Mm-hmm. But so the Knicks they have a really good point guard. But again, some nights he's not on and the backup point guard
Who's
is on.
Who's your point, Brunson?
Brunson, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But Brunson is legit.
Yeah, he is. Like, and especially this year, he stepped up. Mm-hmm. Like when he got to New York, I still think that's really funny that Knicks wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up losing a draft pick because they wanted him and they weren't allowed to talk to him yet. So they went out and hired his dad as a coach.
Yeah, I saw that. so
kind of let him know, hey, we're coming for
that.
You.
I saw that. And then
they got docked a draft pick for
that. Did you think that was right, though? Like, I can't hire a coach.
We
like,
got Brunson. I don't really care. I don't really care if it's right or
not. I don't know.
We got docked a draft pick. Speaking of which, another New York team lost a draft pick today or yesterday when we traded it for A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
Dude, distinguished gentleman. Mm-hmm. Gray-haired, distinguished quarterback.
Okay. So I'm more of a basketball guy. Educate me. Does this make you a contender this year?
Yes.
Or is it,
no, the Vegas is saying the Jets are the fourth – best, most likely to go to the Super Bowl or something now.
Okay.
We had a very good team of role players without a quarterback. The Jets had a really good season last year, except for the end, without a quarterback. Okay. Like, they had the worst quarterback play in history last year.
Okay. Are we scared of him?
Let me tell you. No, never. No, I'll never, tell you what.
Never? Okay.
We only played him during preseason. Tell you what A.A. Ron is. A.A. Ron, if he ever goes to Minnesota, he's following in Brett Favre's footsteps.
Yeah.
Because Brett Favre left Green Bay, New York, Minnesota.
Favre was good in New York, got hurt, unfortunately, and then went to Minnesota, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fortunately, he's a piece of trash.
Yeah, this is great money, player, right?
Great player. Ask the state of Mississippi if he's a good dude. Allegedly. We don't want to get sued. Another radio show is getting sued because they didn't use the word allegedly when they said he's a human piece of garbage.
Okay. Wait, did anybody notice what just happened, though?
Oh, the producer spoke.
I was trying to bring attention to it so she could get more comfortable.
Yeah, it's not like she didn't turn the mic on and say
it. But we heard her.
Yeah. She was just trying to keep us. She just doesn't want to have to pay for a lawyer. That's what it is. She's like, it's worth it. It's worth it. No, but I think he's got a little left in there.
I think so.
He's definitely he uses – it's kind of cool because he uses his mind a little more than his body because his body's a little old. But, you know, he knows the game better than probably –
experienced players do.
So we'll see. Either they're going to be a huge dumpster fire or they're going to be a deep playoff contender.
They're going to make the playoffs.
So I wanted to ask you, actually, brought that up. Because I don't know how to act when the Jets do well. I seriously don't know what to do when they make the playoffs. I mean, luckily, it's been a couple decades since they have. But you guys seem to go to Super Bowls like every 3 or 4 years or championship games every 3 or 4 years. Would you ever consider going to one of those big games?
I would.
Like a Super Bowl or an NFC championship,
yep.
That sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had the thought come to me today because they were talking on the radio about how, you know, the Jets, you know, if things go the way they think they're going to go, they could make it to the Super Bowl. And I'm thinking to myself, well, would I want to miss that? Or would I want to watch it at home, or would I want to go? Because it'd be worth it because the Jets would probably never go back.
I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime
thing. It is a once-in-a-lifetime
thing. But I've heard from people who say they go that they didn't. It's not that great because it's like a concert and there's all these people. It takes 3 hours to get in the stadium. You got to go through 4 layers of security.
If somebody says, hey, I have a ticket to the Super Bowl. Do you want to go? How much money do I have to spend to go? You don't have to spend anything. I'm going.
Right. Yeah, but is it worth $5,000 to $10,000?
People that got to pay for it.
Yeah, is it worth $5,000 to $10,000 to go sit in the not the nosebleeds, but halfway?
Oh, there is
a
nosebleed. It's you're gonna sit nosebleed.
What do you think it costs to sit in a good seat?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I would do it if I could, but I'm satisfied with being able to watch them win on TV and celebrate with the fans and the team during a parade.
I think I'd almost prefer to watch them on TV. If it's not going well, all right, you can take a break, you know, just kind of whatever.
Now, see, the games are my preference. We had this conversation one time. Yep. Games are my preference
to
watch it and be at home. Yeah. To be in my comfortable place where I have my chips, I have my, you know, my whatever other snack I got, sausages, burgers,
deep fried Oreos.
He
brought in deep fried Oreos for the show.
Yeah, I mean, idiot. Like
Elijah just went into complete mental spasm. Elijah went comatose when he saw him. He's like, I don't know what to do. I've been eating better, but those are deep fried Oreos.
Catatonic.
Yeah.
All right. So I almost prefer. You get a better angle.
Yeah.
Your bathroom is right there. It's clean.
If I got to do something,
nobody's puking on you. Yes,
you especially the advent of the way television is now. Pause, rewind. Yep. You know what I mean? Did you miss that? Oh,
speaking of pause, rewind, I catch crap from these guys all the time because of the way I watch TV. Mm. Elijah loved it on Sunday. You know what he said to me on Sunday? He goes, "This game's going so fast. This is good. This is awesome." And I was like, "That's because we skipped every commercial.
Every commercial. Yep. Skip the commercial.
No, it's because I took a nap.
Yes.
Yep. wait. And when someone comes in and starts talking about something that's totally unrelated to the game,
Randy. Yep. Exactly. The
no.
So I think what would sway me is if somebody said, "Not only I have a seat, but I have a suite."
Ooh.
I got a suite. You know, prodigal sons want to come to the Let's Super go. Bowl.
I'm there.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yes.
I'm there.
Can I pause and rewind that one? It's like the stadium's going crazy. Shh. We're not there yet. We want to skip this commercial. But yeah, yeah, I would go sit in a suite, I think.
Yeah, but I would absolutely.
What do you think a Super Bowl suite costs? You think we could get it with the product? A Super Bowl
suite, I think, would start at $20,000.
No, it's got to be more than way that. More. Yeah, it's, I would say it started at like $200,000 probably. A suite?
I believe it.
So, you know, 100, probably at least 100. So I'm saying, do you think the Prodigal Sons could swing that?
Yeah.
If the Jets made it? If
we, yeah, we got 286,000.
Ooh, breaking records.
All they got to do is give us a dollar a piece.
If we wrote them a check, do you think that they would try to cash it before a Super Bowl?
We should give them one of the big checks and say, you got to take it to a big bank.
And while they're looking for a big bank, we watch the Super Bowl. And then, then we get the letter in the mail.
Yeah.
It's like, excuse me, Prodigal Son podcast. We regret to inform you that your check did not clear. And we're like, oh, that's weird because we got an accountant and everything.
You know who I stole that from, right? Jackie Moon. On Simi Pro. You never seen Simi Pro?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so our assistant producer said the suites for the Super Bowl can cost up to $1 million for a suite.
Oh man,
that's crazy.
So we need to get a big check.
I gotta sell some
big
beats.
Check.
Yeah. I gotta sell some beats.
Oh man,
need that Netflix money.
So just around the playoffs, there's something else. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm definitely reserved about the Jets. I just
you're supposed to be.
Well, you have to be because you don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
And you got to get new Jets gear before the season starts because you can't buy anything new during the season. That's bad luck.
I'm about to be a Debbie Downer though. What if you spend? What did we say? $1 million?
Yeah,
$1 million and they lose. Oh.
Yeah. That's the right. And honestly, I think it comes down to vanity anyway because you're kind of going so that you can tell somebody 20 years from now, I was at that game.
Yeah.
Who cares? That means you know what that means. Wow. It means you missed. Back, like you missed the replay on everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Means like, oh, that looked like a penalty. I won't know until tomorrow when I watch it again. You know, so
that's
no. I think that's what I was gonna say. Live sporting goods, I think, are a good mid-season, like with your buddies. That's it.
Yeah,
like one or two where it's a game you don't really care about. Yeah, Elijah and I went to a Phillies Yankees game. That was fun. You know, just kind of talking trash back and forth. You know, so
he threw stuff at me during the game. Yeah, that's crazy.
Now I've never. We were in New York, I don't have good history with baseball games.
They lose all the time.
No, every time I go, it's like the worst experience ever. Like I'm sitting in like a wet
seat. Are you going to Philly?
Yeah, that's like, why. Philly. It's like a wet seat, or somebody behind me is cussing and screaming.
Philly?
Yeah,
that's why.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. You know where you're.
I've gone to 3 baseball games, and all of them have been bad.
I've never had that experience though. New York. Yeah.
You know where you'll have a great experience for a baseball game all the time, every time.
Where?
Reading Phillies.
Really.
I want to take the kids every to a minor league
time.
Game.
It's inexpensive. Yeah. It's kid friendly. Yeah. Every time you'll have a good experience. Yeah.
I've been to every type of event. I think I'm gonna exclude basketball because I'm a basketball head. But between the Eagles, the Phillies, and the Flyers, I enjoyed the Flyers. Like I don't even know anything about hockey, but I had a ball.
Whew,
I had a ball Flyers at a hockey game. Fun.
Hockey games.
I haven't been to a hockey game in forever.
Yeah. It's boring to watch on television, but it was pretty good.
I think it might have been the. I'm blanking. Who's the Philadelphia team?
Flyers.
Yeah, I think it was a Flyers game. I went with a buddy of mine right when I moved here, so I didn't know anything about the Flyers, but he had tickets from something. We went to a Flyers game. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I just think it's weird that the owner of the Sixers owns the Devils and baseball team now, I think.
Oh, the...
Josh something. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know
that. No. Yeah, didn't he just buy the... Isn't he the guy who bought the Washington football team?
That's it.
Yeah.
He bought the Commanders. He owns the New Jersey Devils, and he's a Sixers owner.
Yeah, you got to take what you can get.
Weird.
Same conference, different sports.
Well, they're running a package deal. It was a package deal, $3 trillion. Who could turn that down?
And only one with the potential of winning the championship.
Yeah, whatever. The And he's the most beloved owner in all of sports just for buying the Washington football
team. I got a question, though.
Yep.
Has anybody here ever been to a professional sporting event with their father?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad wasn't a sports fan, but his best friend was and had a had some corporate tickets. We'd go every once in a while to see like the Yankees play the Twins or something.
Now, I go back to I was like
Spectrum.
Six or something. Yeah. And my dad, Big Shot. Remember Big Shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember Big Shot? Mm-mm. He was one of the mascot in like the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, he was the mascot before hip hop.
Yeah, before hip hop. Is
that the 76ers?
Yeah, 76ers. Okay. Yeah, when I was a kid, I remember that. And we've gone to several Sixers games. I mean, hip hop, yeah. But we haven't done it. Oh, wow. I think the last time I went to one was I was about 12 or 13, something like that.
That sounds up. Yeah. I was probably, before I was a teenager, it was the only time I went to any sporting events with my dad.
Did you guys watch a lot of sports in your household growing up?
No. I didn't.
Did your parents? And
my dad did.
Yeah. My family didn't. Yeah. I got into sports because my brother watched the Jets and the Yankees. That's
My dad was like, I mean, my dad even went to training camp like every year.
Really?
Like every year.
Oh, Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, Lehigh Valley. Yeah, yeah. Every single year. Every year he could go. He was in front of the television every Sunday. He used to record them on the VHS tapes.
Mom be like, don't tape over my stories.
Yep.
Don't worry. You get a piece of scotch tape. You put it over the thing. So record.
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't really get into sports. I tried to play. I played football a little bit. But then when it came to basketball, like, I tried out just because it was something to do. Like, after I got expelled from middle school, the school that they sent me to, I was bored. Like, it was nothing. It was like, hey, we're having a basketball team. Why don't you come try out? I ended up playing on it. That was the same year when I started playing in eighth grade. I played with Rasul Butler.
Really?
Yeah. Me and Rasul played basketball.
Okay.
Eighth grade, same team. He went on to be, he went on to go to Roman Catholic.
LaSalle.
Player of the year for Roman Catholic. High school player of the year for Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. He went to LaSalle for a full ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miami, he got drafted to Miami.
Yeah.
Wow.
The year before.
I remember the name. I don't really remember him too much, but I remember
he played for Miami. He played for Washington. He never played home, though.
Yeah.
And he tragically passed away in a car.
When was that?
Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
No, when did he play?
That was
at least 7 years ago, maybe. Maybe 10.
No, it's more than that. Yeah, maybe it's 10 more closer ago. To 10. Because it was between 2000 and 2010.
Yeah.
It was in that decade.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't watch any. I recently, the last couple of years, got into basketball. Before that, the last time I really watched basketball was when I was a kid. My brother only liked basketball. He liked the Knicks when they used to get beaten up by the Bulls every year.
Yeah.
Like Jordan's Bulls.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later in his, like, when he was like a late teen, he got into the Jets and Yankees, and I started watching him with him, and then it just took off. But I didn't really watch any sports when I was a kid. But
I didn't watch it like my pop watched it, but I think it hit me. Like, college is when it hit me.
Yeah,
I
that's just, about I just, when it took off for me.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some people don't understand it. I think it's pretty healthy because what else are you going to listen to? Like political talk radio and stuff. Listen, watch a game. It's real. Or watch reality TV that's scripted. No, you watch a game.
Yeah.
But some people can't take the fact that you get so invested in your team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can agree it is weird, right? Because at the end of the day, you're rooting for laundry. Because if a guy leaves your team and goes somewhere else, odds are you're not going to like him anymore. Or at least
that's not true.
It's not true.
That's like, not all true because I followed AI to Denver. I did that. I did that. I followed. There are some players.
But you're not going to watch him like you do now, is what I'm saying. Like
That's how I became a fan of the NBA. Yeah, that's how I started following players. From team to team to team, and
he's weird.
Yeah,
why'd we get this guy? Honest. He's kind of weird.
Not even to get super.
If
serious.
You can't hate a random person because they're not wearing your colors anymore, I don't even know who you are.
I do, but I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you why I'll never make that mistake again.
America. We hate people.
I'll never make
like
that
us.
Mistake. I'll never make that mistake again. Not like a player because of the team they're on. Because I missed Kobe's greatness. Mm. Because he was a Laker and not a Sixer, I missed his greatness. I did not pay attention to him like I should have, and I missed a lot. And as I look back and see all the things he's done, all his accolades, how much of a competitor he was, how much of a team player he was, I missed it. I missed it. So, okay, so I cannot do that anymore.
Let me ask you a question. Is that a thing? Like
I even did it with Jordan.
Well, think about you know, and it doesn't matter what sport. You can't hate a player but appreciate what he does.
I do. I've always done that with Jordan, but I didn't do that with Kobe because I'm like, he's from Philly, he should be here, and I just.
Oh, that's right. He was from Main Line, wasn't he?
Yeah. Lower Merion. Yeah.
He actually didn't he denounce Philly though at one point? That's why he denounced Philly.
Did they throw batteries at him or something?
And I disliked him. Yeah, it was ugly.
He dressed up as Santa.
And I disliked him even more when he had on a Dodgers hat.
And I actually have a friend that even, you know, he even now he can't stand Kobe. For that, because he didn't give Philly the credit.
He didn't, but I missed out on some.
Well, there was a guy too that they said was the best basketball player ever, and I'm kind of bummed because I just got into basketball and I didn't really watch him that much. But he was around, like, he got drafted like 20 something years ago. Is LeBron James? I missed all of his career. Because he got drafted.
I just don't like him.
He got drafted 20.
LeBron at all? I don't
like him. Man. I wish he was still around playing, but he got drafted like 20 years ago, so I missed it.
Sitting on the bench with Greg Oden.
Dude, seriously, though. I can't believe that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
20 years.
Do you know why he's still in the league?
Because he's waiting for his son, right?
My man.
Yeah, he's waiting for his son. Man. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Not all the way.
All right, we're getting to know each other a little bit tonight. Okay. So we're talking about how we grew up and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the way you grew up? I got a good would you rather question too, but I think it's going to have to wait till next week.
Okay.
Is there anything about the way you grew up that shapes how you live like day to day now? Like any kind of quirk that your parents did or something like that? Because I got one for you. My stepmother would not allow shoes past the front door. You walk into my house. I don't really care like what you do. Mm. Like if you're a guest in my house, but me and my family, if they have shoes on 1 foot past the front door, I'm shutting that down.
Wow.
Outside dirt stays outside.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
Sometimes I leave them in the garage if they're really dirty.
Yeah. Like, my you know what? It's weird. Like, my kid does that anyway now. Like and his friends do it. Like I have all these kids running around my house with no shoes on, and I'm like, this carpet is disgusting.
I think it just feels wrong. Like to wear shoes upstairs in my house? No.
Yeah.
But I used to all the time, like until my dad married her, I was probably, I was 16 years, 15 or something, 14, somewhere in there. But I would always like shoes on all day, right until bedtime. I'd have shoes on. Like when she came into the picture, it was like off.
Yeah.
Shoes off.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I see. You see that.
So what do you do that's like your parents?
I don't know. You got something?
Mine is a little bit boring, but you know how people always ask you, you know, like your house could have burned down or, you know, something bad could have happened to you. And they say, hey, how you doing? Like my dad always said that he – no, really, right? Like everybody asked that question, right? And so my dad
– we've lost Elijah. Elijah's down.
He punched the eject button. He punched out. Oh, my God. No, it's but everybody asked that question, and my dad always said, I don't like to lie. And that's why a lot of times I just say, I'll do. I don't say I'm okay or I'm fine. I just say, I'll do. My father was – that. Everybody knew that's what Emmanuel Pulley said. You know, he never said, I'm fine or I'm this or that, especially if he, you know, really wasn't fine. Like, he'd say, I'll do. Yeah.
Well, it is kind of a dumb thing that we ask people, how you doing? Hey, buddy. You know, like, we don't care.
Exactly.
First of all, we don't care, and they're not going to, like, what is, oh, let me tell you. Yeah. Let me tell you how I'm doing. And you're like, oh, why did I?
Yeah, my house caught fire. Somebody hit the dog. Like, yep. You know, like,
oh, my God. How you doing?
But you were saying, so Chris, I got a question about this because pre-show, Chris was giving Elijah crap about the hat. Because Chris said when you were a kid, you could not inside not wearing a hat.
A gentleman does not wear a hat inside of a building.
Yeah, we're good then.
He does not.
From my dad, I live like this. When I'm with the female, I open the door for her. Whether it's the car door, the house door, whatever.
That I did that until I had three girls. Now I close the door on them.
I teach KJ. I teach her. I'm like, if daddy's hands aren't full, I'm getting your door.
Okay.
If my hands are full, you get it yourself. Yep. And sometimes she forgets. So she's sitting in the car and I'm walking away. I'm not opening the door for you. What are you doing? No, I'm not doing that. But the way I am at home is like my dad. Like
your dad would. You have a sister. He would open the door for her.
Did he? Yeah, he probably did. But he taught me to.
You're nuts, bro.
He taught me to. He taught me. Even though she would beat me up every day of my life, like you know, I was still supposed to treat.
Oh, you were opening. Okay, go ahead. All
right. Yeah. I just find myself doing some of this stuff. Like when I'm cleaning. All of a sudden, like, I had got my dad's record player out of storage. And when I'm clean, I was cleaning one day, and I was like, you know what? Let me grab an album. I grabbed the album, and then I started cleaning. I was doing dishes. I was wiping stuff down, and I just stopped. And I teared up, and I'm like, I'm doing the same exact thing my mom did and my dad did. Listening to records, cleaning. There's nobody else around, and I'm just in my own element. And the one thing I don't do that they do is hide food. Hide food. Yeah. If we love, like, we loved Apple Jacks, we loved Sugar Smacks. My dad would buy a box of Apple Jacks, box of Sugar Smacks. He liked them too, and he get would his wait, own box, right? He would get his own box, and because we were too young to touch appliances, he hid them in the dryer.
I hope somebody turned that thing on one day.
He hid the cereal in the dryer until he was done with it. When he was like, you know, I ate enough of it, then he would put it out with the rest of the cereal.
Let me ask you a question because I had to do this. Let me ask you guys this. Did you guys have to drink the milk in the bottom of the bowl? Because we would have people come over our house and they would leave them, especially in like Apple Jacks and like those, you know, sugary cereals.
Yeah, that's like chocolate milk.
Yeah, so they would, but some people don't drink that.
I don't drink the milk.
And my mom would go ape if you left, and you know, if you left it, she would.
I don't know which. I don't know which parent I got it from, but it bothers me to waste food. It bothers me.
Same here.
So I don't. Yeah, we don't really waste stuff, and like it kind of like if we bought something and then we have to throw it away because we didn't use it and it expired or something, that really bugs me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like we won't eat it. Take this food here. Take it.
No, I am definitely one of those people who would take like you know, the honey or ketchup or something like that. And I turn that bottle upside down. I like get a pinch shaker.
Watch this.
Hold on, Chris. Watch this, Chris.
Yeah,
ketchup's almost gone. You got to get more out. What you do?
Oh, you got to shake it.
What else you do?
Tap it.
No,
banging on the.
Chris, what do you add?
Water?
No, thank
you.
I'm not.
Oh, no, what is wrong with you?
I'm not doing that.
Put water on cereal?
No. I've had that. I've had that. If you have like, you have a bowl of cereal and you have like a little dab of milk.
You put water in
it? Absolutely. You got to.
I might be able to get by.
You have to finish it.
Because you already messed up the cereal.
Yeah, and you're not throwing it out.
Yeah, that's.
And if you get caught throwing it out, you're getting thrown out.
Exactly.
Especially if it was name brand cereal.
Yeah. I'm not doing it with ketchup.
What do you mean?
What's that? Name brand cereal.
That means the box didn't just say puffed rice.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies.
You talk about like families and where we were brought up. That's what we always had. Yeah. Like puffed rice.
Puffed rice.
Circle O's.
Yeah.
Apple O's.
Lieutenant Crunch.
Lieutenant Crunch. Oh my goodness.
Private Crunch. Yeah. It was way early on in that career.
Enlisted man Crunch.
Enlisted. Sergeant Crunch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, name brand. And you get to like some of that stuff, and then you try the real thing, and you're like some of it, you're like, oh, that's what I'm missing. And some things, you're like, ah, I kind of like the knockoff.
Listen, man, I get knockoff K-cups.
I'm in all these guys, so I...
all these in Lidl.
Yep.
It's all the same. It all comes from the same place.
Anyway. It does. Like, I found that out when my dad was trying to teach me about work and how you're paying. When he used to tell me, you're only paying for the name. You're only paying for the name. I'm like, man, I don't care. I'm buying this Ralph Lauren shirt because I want the man with the horse on it. And I went to work after my freshman year in college. I went to work where he worked at a chemical plant. And I'm like... And I'm fresh out of college. Like, I just took a safety science course. So I'm like this. I'm walking around. I'm like, ugh, look at this. Safety hazard. Where's my PPE? Where's my safety goggles? Like, I'm just like this little jerk. Right? And I'm just looking. They're just looking at me like, oh, God. It's only for the summer. It's only for the summer. But I went back into one of the screen printing rooms because my dad used to bring home, like, laundry detergent, dish soap. And it'd just be like a plain white bottle. And I'm like, come on with this generic stuff. But then when you get there, when
and you see all the labels,
and you see like, here's Tide, here's this, it's the same stuff on the same bottle. Then I used to be like, all right, well, no problem, you know. But you're only paying for the name.
I remember my dad when you know, there was a certain portion of our lives that my brother and I were raised by my dad, from like when we were 10 until he got remarried. So I remember he was a painter and then he became a handyman, and he's always working. He would, drop us off at school in the morning, go to work, and then pick us up from school. We'd go a lot of days, we'd go back to work with him wherever he was working. And then we'd come back, and I remember on like Friday nights, he would work until like 9-10 o'clock at night. And then that's when he would go grocery shopping for the week because he just got paid, so he'd work. And then I remember, like, that's one of the weird things is, like, grocery stores in New York, I don't know if they are now, but they used to be 24 hours a day. Because they would stock overnight, and why not have the doors open if somebody works third shift or whatever and they want to do their grocery shopping when they get off or before they go in. So they used to be 24 hours a day. So I remember so many times being at the grocery store at midnight. And that was like so normal for us. Like after my dad got done working, we'd go to the grocery store and we were rich. We'd get food in the house. We were rich. You know, the other thing, interestingly enough, as we're getting ready to wrap up, a thought crossed my mind. I'll just share it now. This crossed my mind a couple weeks ago is that recently I was at work and I was all disgusting and dirty after a long day of wrenching on equipment and stuff. You know, my hands are black from grease and, I get real busy in the wintertime working on equipment. So it was about a month ago. And it was 8 or 9, 10 o'clock at night and I'm covered in dirt and I'm wrapping up the day. And I had a thought. I was like, this is what my dad used to do, late at night, this and that. And I'm like, you put in a hard day's work to support your family. And, you can be proud of that.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me because I started doing the math. I was like, how old was my dad? He was 10 years older than I am when he was doing that. So I'm like, I'm feeling like I've been doing it for a long time. Yeah. And like, I'm getting up there. And and so you're going, man, it's like young man's work to be working this late and this hard and stuff. And he was 10 years older than I was when I had that thought, and he had the kids to go home to, and we were going to go grocery shopping. I was like, my wife's at home. She went grocery shopping today. She's got the kids, all that stuff. So, it is when you look back, you are proud of, I don't think you realize it so much when you're a kid, but you are proud of your parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Like you said, we are about to wrap up, but I do have a question to ask after saying that. Could each one of you tell me what has either one of your parents instilled in you that you didn't realize that they did and you now see in one or all of your children? If you don't understand, you want me to explain it? So I grew up in a house where there was always music being played. Vinyl always being played. So I would hear a song. Or a rap song would come on, and my dad would say, oh, that's Curtis Mayfield. That was recorded in 1970, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, whatever, old man. Anybody trying to hear that, right? Time goes on. I start listening to music. So now my music is old to my son. So my son hears music, and he's like, "Dad, check this out." And I'm like, "Dude, you didn't hear that when Fat Pun did that sample with this, blah, 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 blah." And he's like, "Whatever, Dad. Like, get out of here." And I'm like, "Seriously." And now his sister is listening to music, and he's like doing the same. And it's like I just watched the whole thing come full circle without even knowing what was taking place. So they do watch. So the kids, they do watch what you do. We do watch. They do listen, and they do pay attention, even if they don't know it.
Not quite the same, but the one that comes to mind is, you know, when I was a kid, my parents were always like, "Get out of the house. It's a nice day. Get out of the house and go play." And now, Elijah was there the other day, and I was like, "Go outside. It's nice.
Yeah, I do that too."
And the kids, like, just like we wanted to when we were kids, the kids want to be outside. They want to be. They don't necessarily want those screens in front of them all.
But
the time.
What was different from what you did to what your parents did?
I let them back in.
No, when we went outside, they knew you were outside. We didn't care. They was like, "They'll find their way home." Mm-hmm. Our kids was outside. They was like,
"Yeah, we're
where'd they go?"
Yeah, every couple minutes we're checking out.
Where are they? Yeah, we went outside looking for them. Oh, yeah, but
actually, that's another show though, because that's that actually is just the different times we live in. It's because I know that the kids know who the dangerous person is in the neighborhood. That scared me. There is a person that's in the neighborhood, and the kids collectively know who this person is.
Now or then?
Now.
Oh, okay.
I just found this out a few weeks ago.
Huh. And they should have stayed off my lawn.
This individual. Yeah, they're telling me about this individual, and I'm going, "Wait, he was here? Oh, yeah, he was here."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's scary when they kind of know what's going on, and they know, all right, we're sticking together. I'm glad they do it because they stick together, but the fact that they know, and you're saying go out and play, and they're among, you know, elements that you don't, you know, they got to make decisions. So I think kids today have to make different decisions than what we had to make when we were kids. Because I used to go out and just, you know, ride my bike wherever and
don't think anything about
even thinking about anything about it. I was more concerned with, you know, is the chain too loose or something. You know what I mean?
New York City, five kids, 10 blocks from home. Parents didn't care, and not that they should have. It was okay to do that. And I don't even remember. I'm trying to remember if we had helmets. I really am. I'm not sure if we did.
And chances are, but somebody's eyes were on you, and you didn't know.
Exactly. They know, even if they don't know who you are. Those are those kids from four blocks over.
It was very different time. You know, then I got in trouble
and
one time.
I wonder if it's. Was it safer then, or was the illusion of safety there?
The illusion of safety, probably. Yeah.
So,
because I got in trouble one time because this little girl was out in the backyard. This was at my parents' house, and she's tearing up the concrete. Like, you know how concrete used to be that we do sidewalks. You'd have the rocks in.
So you could chip it out.
So she's tearing like potholes in the driveway. Right? This is a driveway, like 10 cars shared a driveway. And she's just going to town. I'm watching this hole get bigger. So I said something to her. And then I went and told her parents, and they got upset with me.
What?
Yeah. This is a real, this true story. This happened. And I was like, wow. You know what I mean? And it's a different world. You know what I mean? Very, very different world.
So the, Yeah, I just remember it is like Elijah said, when it's dark, come in.
Yeah.
When it's dark, don't make me come find
lights.
You.
Yeah, street lights. That's what it was for me too.
When it gets dark, come back home.
Yep. I just told my son, actually, you talk about something I passed on. I just told my son that because he got in trouble one time. He came in and I made a mistake and fell asleep. And when I opened my eyes, the sun was going down. And now in my head, I'm going, wait, I didn't go get my son. Right. So I go outside to get my son. He's on his way home. But I told him, I said, you see that lamp up there? When that light comes on, you start heading home, whether I tell you to or not. You know? So that was that. Yeah. When the street lights come on. I just gave that to him. 11 see? Years. I just gave that to him. Yep.
All right. Well,
hey.
We made it work.
We made it work. Yep. We did. We thought it was going to be short.
Yeah, we were like, well, we'll just come in. Tom's not here. Sean's not here. Let's just go and do a little fun show. But, man, made it made it go long. All right, we got a couple of prayer requests. We're going to pray, and then we'll close. I got a verse. Anybody have anything else we want to say?
No. I'm glad we did the show and didn't, you know, I'm glad we did a live show.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yep, it was fun.
All right. Well, let's pray. Mm-hmm. We'll wrap up. Dear God, we want to come before you. Got a couple of prayer requests from our listeners and from our family here. Pray for Betty and pray for Lizette. They're both going through it right now. And just pray for the whole Rivera family as they're just dealing with a lot right now, God. Pray for Mike Morlando as he's been in the hospital for quite some time. He's our brother, Lord. We just pray for him. And don't really know, you know the situation, God, what's going on. But we just want you to know, want him to know that your presence is real with him. I want to pray for Joy's mom, Tony, and AJ Pulley, going through it right now, God, just going through a really rough time in the Pulley household. And just that they know that your love surrounds them and you're just with them through everything, through the worst, the absolute worst thing that can be imagined. We just pray that your presence would be real to them right now. Pray for Jovi, Randy's daughter, the health issues. God, again, we don't know what's going on there, but we just pray that that you're just there, you work through it, and he and his daughter can both see that your hand is there and working. God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for what you've given us. We thank you for everything in our lives, that we know all good things come from you, come from above. So we thank you for one more day, and we just praise you through it. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I'll leave you with this. 1 Peter 4:8-11. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Mm-hmm. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. 1 Peter 4:8-11. Yeah. So amen. That's that.
So what episode was that?
130.
130. Thank you all for tuning in to episode 130.
Where can they listen?
Where can they listen? Mm-hmm. They can listen right now. Or they can listen on Spotify.
What about?
Apple Music.
What about?
Podcast Addict.
And?
YouTube.
Wow. All those places.
That's a lot. Booyah. That's a lot of choices. Weow, weow, weow.
All right. Love you guys. Catch you next week. And yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Share with a friend.
You got.
Actually, we don't even care if they're a friend. Just share with somebody. Find somebody on the street. Yeah. Give them a podcast.
And then Rick roll them. Peace.
God bless.
Catch you later.